Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know, our lives revolve around the relationships that we have, whether it be our spouse, our friends, our children, and the ones with our spouses, a lot of times, or our significant others, take on the most important relationship. So in times like these, having someone you trust and love to talk to is more important than ever. But even the best relationships can hit a few bumps in the road. We've all been there, feeling unheard, having the same arguments over and over, or just not knowing how to move forward. Talkspace gives you unlimited access to a licensed therapist, so you can clear up the confusion and focus on what matters most, being the best person and partner you can be. Y'all know we here at Here's the Thing are true advocates for mental health and having a therapist, a real licensed professional therapist. And with all the advancements that's been made in healthcare, specifically with being able to do telehealth, being able to have talk space to get a licensed therapist within 48 hours, as well as being able to do video, phone chat, or send a message, is just something that we cannot advocate enough. Listen, there's no blueprint for the perfect relationship, and sometimes it's hard to take a step back and see things objectively. So having that objective professional voice to help you all move things forward is so important. It's 2022. Just kiss and make up is not cutting it anymore. Your dedicated Talkspace therapist can help you get to the root of your problems so you can work through them instead of ignoring them. Join Talkspace today and start the journey to a happier, healthier relationship. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code CREW with a K.
CREW with a K.
At sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com. Promo code CREW with a K.
CREW with a K.
Now on to Here's the Thing.
And 5, 4, 3, two. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She.
That chick ain't yeah, she.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2021 and 22. I don't know why you say 2021. Quick church announcement. I lost.
Album title, not actually.
The NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Social Media Personality for the second year in a row. And I'm not upset. I'm happy. I'm so happy of the journey, you know? Because what a joy to be nominated and just to be able to go to the red carpet, Getty Images. I got to sit up at the front. Oh. I was there when the winner, LaRon, he got to be getting trophies. Congratulations to him. Are you smart, Jabria? Yeah.
Yes.
I love those videos. I love Gucci headbands. Gucci, I was up there. Terrell was there when Roxy, he had a nice suit on. Do I like winning? No, I don't. The thing is, losing is great too, because you get to almost win. You're like right there. The winner, you are so close. When they called him up, we got to sit right at the front of this little screening party. I thought the thing was going to air on TV. I didn't know it wasn't going to air on TV till the show was over. I was like, okay, probably if the credits are on, this might not be on TV. Didn't know, Angel, because last year this part was on TV.
Yes.
So last year I lost on TV.
Right.
This year I lost in the dark. And the thing that sucks is, I ain't tell y'all this yet, but listen, Nose, when I was up in there at the party, right, because I was late, because I was waiting for my wife, being a good husband, because she had driven 2 hours, 2.5, almost 3 hours for my son's soccer team game. They lost too. It was just a losing day in the Fredericks household. They was up 3-0 and ended up losing. Okay? So I waited for her. We were late, right? And we were sitting in the back. And I went to go get us a drink at the free bar because they had the free liquors. It's going to get me a cranberry juice.
They had communion?
Plenty of it. I'm waiting for the point of this story. I want to hear it.
I'm going to tell you. So I'm going there and the... a producer or PA, somebody with a headset on. She had the mic. She was like, oh, Kevin Fretz, you're finally here. Whew, aren't you winning an award tonight? And I was like, I'm nominated. She was like, oh yeah, that's what I meant. Oh yeah, we have your seat at the front. So I go tell Liz.
Oh no.
The lady slipped up.
Oh,
and
no.
She said, because she was rushing me like I was, like it was finna be happening.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, Liz, we gotta go. The lady slipped up and told me that I won.
Oh,
Liz was like,
oh.
I said, yeah. She caught herself, but it was too late. And I was like, oh, this is great. So I'm watching the entire thing with glee now. Oh, she done slipped up. Because there was a trophy room right next to the thing. So, and they wasn't letting you in there because I thought it was a bathroom. It was like, no.
Yeah,
because
they got the names on there.
They got the names on there. So I thought she had come out of the trophy room, saw me, wanted to make sure I was ready when the camera cut to me. Okay. Awards kept going. Mary J. Blige performed. Entertainer of the Year. I don't know if you watched it or Josh watched it or anybody watched it.
I saw the tweets.
And then eventually... they like, okay, movie of the year. And I was like, man, they probably wouldn't do this award after Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah.
And then they do Entertainer of the Year. And then Anthony Anderson was like, see you next year. And I was like, ah, so how do you know who won? And then the lights came up and Miles Brown, the young man from
Blackish,
he came up to nominate or is like, one more award, guys. And I was like, now is the time. Ladies and gentlemen, for outstanding social media personality, right? And this is what I did. No cap. I was sitting back.
Oh, right? No. Kevin!
Outstanding social. Now, Melissa got the vlog camera in one hand.
Oh, Jesus.
Phone in the other hand.
Oh, okay? Jesus.
Oh, man. I want to see this footage.
This is what I did. Though the camera's facing forward. Oh, she still has the footage underwear.
But just the emotional.
Yeah. So, outstanding social media personality. I sit up, fix my bow tie, pull my suit down. LaRon Hines.
Both of you all's faces together.
Melissa was like,
I can't.
He walks by me and I'm like, hey, congratulations, bro. I reach out for a dap. We miss hands. I reach out for the final dap. He doesn't see me. So I'm just like,
it's the Titanic music playing. When Rosie starts going down.
So the loss was not nearly as bad as thinking you already won.
And the anticipation.
And not knowing wasn't airing on TV. I had no idea.
You would have been home.
I was like, dog. Because, yeah, I probably would have been. So after that, I was like, steaming. I was embarrassed. I was like, why that lady slipped up? That's what messed me up.
I'm sorry.
And low-key, I thought I could lose. Nothing against LaRon Hines. He was promoted like crazy on TikTok.
That's
I went back and looked on TikTok.
Yeah, that's really what it was.
And he has 9 million on TikTok. I didn't realize he had that many. You know, 9 million on TikTok is like 15 million because the app shows you even if they don't follow you.
Yeah.
He was promoted like crazy. I thought if I lost, I would lose to Terrell.
I know.
I lost to LaRon.
He came with that little slingshot like Goliath. And I'm not going to lie, David. It was like plop, plop.
So I didn't really campaign, so I really can't blame anybody but myself. The truth of the matter is I was thinking about this on the way home, or on the way here today. In my entire career, I hate campaigning for myself. Me and Ant, when we started players, me, Ant, and Jay, they were like, Kev, tweet at celebrities, tweet the videos at them so they can reply. And I was like, no.
It's not what we're doing.
I don't even retweet my, when people retweet or like my videos, I don't retweet their answers a whole bunch of time, which is a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. So it's in your timeline. Absolutely hate campaigning for myself. I would rather be nominated for awards where there's no people voting thing. Just let the people in the back. I won't. I don't like campaigning. Mm. So I didn't campaign this year. Me and Josh had a whole rollout, but the NAACP rollout wasn't as long, or the voting period was way shorter.
Yeah.
I feel like last year it went almost up until like 2 days before.
Yeah, because this was a whole new category. They had never done it before. I think just to make sure that they had like good numbers, they had it
for so long.
But it wasn't really necessary is what.
Got it.
You know what
Got
I'm saying?
It. So this year, me and Josh had worked out a whole plan. And literally the weekend of when it ended, Josh was supposed to start shooting our campaign. Then somebody in the stage crew was like, oh, actually, the voting ends tomorrow. Yep. And I was like, what? How? It was like three weeks away. Was like, I literally had only made the announcement video once. I didn't even start. Like last year, I did a couple of videos and the whole thing with Tab and all that stuff. NAACP party. I did all that stuff, which was campaigning. This year, I literally only announced that I was.
And I think that's also probably part of it. The way you and Tab's votes ebbed and flowed, depending on when they would have stopped that, the winner would have been different.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
So anyway, all I know is NAACP, I'm so happy that you brought me in. But please,
that's the thing that sucks. They wanted you to win.
I wanted to too, but don't put me in. I can't be the Buffalo Bills. I can't be going 0-3.
This is what it felt like watching from the sidelines. It was like watching the 100-yard dash and watching your friend Usain Bolt be like,
Usain Bolt.
Yeah, that's his name to me, not Usain. Hussein. You get to the starting blocks. You don't feel like being there. Mm. And then they shoot the gun and you just walking and you thinking your long legs might cross the finish line before this little person who is giving it their all. And I was just like, why is he not doing anything?
You can't recreate the first time excitement.
Don't have to recreate the first time excitement.
I couldn't. So what I had planned was going to be my plan. When they ended it the first week, I was like, well, I ain't even got started yet.
Well, I mean, so, you know, you're still nominated, which is a huge honor.
It is.
It is a huge. I know you want the trophy.
I want the trophy. I didn't even tell you this, Josh. My old boss from a former company
was there.
And digital media was there.
I saw a post and I was about to say, go say hi to what's there.
I did not speak unto the man because I just didn't speak. Mm-hmm. I saw him, but I didn't speak. I made my eyes small at
you
him.
You made just the good. Make your eyes small.
It was dope. I saw some dope people there. I saw Cleo. I saw Jermaine Hill. I kicked it with Terrell Grice. He's super talented.
Was he shocked?
I don't know. He
didn't really campaign either.
No, but he didn't really wear his heart on his sleeves. Melissa was like, you know how church moms pinch you under their arm?
Uh-huh.
She was like, you smile and you be good until we get in this car.
Well, that I can understand. Like, because the only reason why you didn't really campaign was to protect yourself from the disappointment. Let's be honest.
So today's...
which is understandable.
Is
I
Marcus?
Get it. He's not here already. Oh.
That's not true, Angel, at all.
That is exactly why you didn't campaign. I completely understand.
That's not true. Angel, I didn't campaign because the voting was over.
No, you didn't. As soon as you were nominated, you were like, what they not going to do to me this time is all of that. Either I'm a win or I'm a lose. Or I'm a win or I'm a lose. But it won't be with effort behind it.
But Josh, tell her for real, though.
I saw it. I was here with all the talk.
So why are you not counting that?
That was a passive-aggressive way for you not to put in effort, was to throw it all on Josh. When you know Kevin. Wow. When Kevin wants to get something done.
I don't want to get stuff spun around here, but.
You already know. When Kevin wants to get stuff done,
It's already finished.
It's already finished. So if it was something
like on the third day,
exactly,
it is
happened in his mind and it's manifested in the physical form within a matter of seconds.
Oh wow, Angel! One thing Angel gonna do is call you out.
That was your passive aggressive way to be like, I'll go do some. Just Josh, you do it, and we do. That's why y'all ain't never gonna get an Unruly's EP.
Oh, that's not the same. I'm very busy.
Exactly.
After I shoot my show, I have a lot more free time. Mm-hmm. How about this?
Right, just like after tour.
I'm not.
That's not the same for Unruly Cousins album.
I'm not judging you. Regardless, I'm learning you. That's all I'm saying. That's all it is. I have to be like, oh, okay, he doesn't really want to do it, but Kevin doesn't want to say he doesn't want to do it. So this is his way to get out of doing it.
What?
Who are you? You don't even know me, lady. What's your name anyway? Angel or something?
We were just talking about this. So is this going to cause an argument? I didn't have a true understanding of what passive aggressive meant, because when I considered myself passive aggressive, it was just me not standing up for myself. So I was just more passive than I was aggressive. When I found out what passive aggressive really meant, I said, oh, that's my husband. When he don't want to be somewhere, I got to, it'd be 10 minutes before we supposed to leave. All of a sudden he's walking up. I hear the shower water turning on. I'll be like, what you doing? I'm just going to take a real quick shower. It'll take me like 2-3 minutes. He's never taken a shower under 25 minutes. Not a day in his life. And I was like, oh, he don't want to go. So that's what I learned about you, is when you don't want to do it.
Actually, I learned that about myself like last week. I realized I need to just say no.
Yes.
I be trying to be everything for everybody. And I need to just, because what ends up happening is I end up doing crap I don't want to do. Or I do it when I don't want to do it. Because sometimes I want to do something, it's just not the right time. Mm-hmm. Other times I don't want to do it, period. Yeah. But I always think about, well, if I don't do it, usually when I don't want to do something, it's if I don't do it, that's going to cost X, Y, and Z money, mm-hmm. right? But then I end up doing it begrudgingly, mm-hmm. which is worse than just not doing it at all. So my promise to myself is this year and moving forward, I'm going to work to just be like, actually, I don't want to do that.
The Bald and Beautiful is the only thing that I don't care what you think.
That's actually one of the things that I love.
I know you hate doing it. I watch it.
I love it.
I'd be like, I don't care. I see the struggle and I'd be like, I don't care. Yawn all you want. Take off your shoes. Put the blanket on. I don't care. Your black ass better be in front of that camera. Amen.
You just told me not to be passive.
I know. And I'm
going to stand up for myself.
Please. And I'm going to stand up for me and tell you to sit down.
The Bald and the Beautiful don't need me to be successful.
Shut up. You lie.
I'm gonna tell you what it is about the Bald and the Beautiful. It ain't the Bald and the Beautiful. I enjoy that podcast. I don't be wanting to watch Married at First Sight.
I agree. I hate it.
I want the show to be 30 minutes long.
You realize this show is gonna be 58 seasons. They will never stop making
Lifetime
show.
Has found their survivor, their mm-hmm. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
This is their ridiculousness.
They are always in production.
Yes.
They are always in production on that show.
Yeah.
They are literally producing two seasons at once. They're producing the after show of the current season and the actual show of the next season and the couples cam of past seasons. Mm. They will never stop.
There's going to be a seniors version of our show, The Bald and the Beautiful, where you guys are still shooting this at 108 years old.
Yes. We don't have to do Married at First Sight. It is how we started.
But the problem is, as a content creator,
it gives you the content.
It's easy money.
Yeah.
I would rather spend an hour and a half or 2 hours watching it. People love it, but.
No, I get it. Listen, that's how I feel about The Bachelor. Like my Monday into Tuesday is so difficult because I am up from 8. Well, not up from. I have to start watching The Bachelor at 8. It doesn't finish until 10. Then I start the podcast at 10:30.
At night?
Yes, because I don't have time to shoot it today.
You shoot that podcast the night of the show?
The night of the show. We possibly go ahead and shoot the bonus. The bonus, our bonus is only like 15, 20 minutes. I'm not getting into bed until midnight. I wake up at 5 a.m. to start getting ready for this show.
And you be working out and being a mother.
All that.
Guys, we really can't do other shows because they're not as consistent. Love is Blind would be great, but they don't air nearly as many episodes to talk about.
And they release them in bulk.
They really is, so it doesn't make it as fun.
It's not a, it's, it makes it impossible to do a, you cannot do a weekly podcast for a show that releases five episodes at once, then three episodes, and then just the finale randomly.
Right.
Although the finale was lit.
I haven't watched it. I haven't watched the second chunk yet. Every time I try to watch, I fall asleep. So I'm going to watch it on my way to Houston.
That show, two things drive me crazy. Ukulele nigga, stop. I hate the whole instrument now. But more than that, this guy, I love you. I'm Shane.
Shane, yeah.
Oh, why is your mouth much open?
I know. He's on that stuff.
Dog.
I'm sure he's
too much teeth.
Half of my new set, because I came out of retirement for this stupid show that we're doing, is about the dating shows that I have to watch because
really?
Of, yes, because I was like, let's just pull from, what am I doing in life? Watching stupid dating shows. And Love and Blind.
Love People love them, man.
They do, because they like to see misery. But anyway, yeah, Kevin, I am still very proud of you. I'm sorry that you got embarrassed. I would have felt really, really, really bad for you. But you saw, what did I send you as soon as I found out?
What did you say? It was funny. I know that.
I sent him C-Murder.
Ah, that is what it was. And it started playing in my head immediately. I was like,
Listen,
man, you got to campaign. I don't do it well. Man, the sheer excitement. I didn't like it the first time, but the sheer excitement propelled me into it. And honestly, I'm really excited about what I'm working on. And that was the other thing. That's also the truth of the matter. All jokes aside, there's some truth to what Angel's saying, very little, maybe a speckle. But the truth is, the project that I'm working on, that I'm actually, as of today, I can say I'm shooting next month. I have like,
today's the first.
Everything else is like, outside of things that I have to do weekly, meetings and podcasts and like pick up my kids, everything else, I'm like, I can't do, I'm not due. I am in pre-production, and when you're producing, like, I'm really like, nigga, I cast all the series regulars.
Yes, you did.
Right? Locked all those in. Mm-hmm. So now I got to go back and negotiate.
All of the other people.
Well, not even before that. Locations, I'm doing that as well. And then I got to go back and, like, when you're writing, you don't think.
How much
this character has two, three lines, but it has to be a different person.
Yeah.
And it really is necessary for this joke. But it's just like, so just creating sides for all these characters, it takes time. And also, I got to learn my lines.
Yeah.
So in my backpack, I got my laptop to create. I'm going to spend half the time after podcast working on sides. The other half of the time.
Why are you doing that? My niece will be here soon.
When's she coming?
When you all go to up north.
Victory.
Yes.
I thought she wouldn't come till August.
No, she's coming because you are taking my husband. I needed someone to come here.
Ah, got it.
But still, that's somebody that you can easily...
When are we going up north?
I don't know. It's sometime this month.
You can easily tap and be like, do this, do that. If she don't know how to do it, she'll call me. I'll walk her through it. So it's not something that you have to then walk through. But that was the big reason. That was the biggest reason that I really wanted you to take this award season seriously is only for your show.
Yeah.
Just as another, like, okay, now that you have this, it'll hopefully.
But here's the thing, though. Eyes. One thing about me, losing is better for my career than winning. Because when I lose.
It's that premium gas for you.
It is. Oh.
It's nitro.
Okay. Y'all got me in a tux. Y'all got me. I have the. Reverse suspenders. I have suspenders that hold my shirt tucked into my sock.
Oh, wow.
So my butt won't be out on the tux.
Come on.
I couldn't find my belt. I was wearing a jeans belt with my tux because I took my dress belt to the studio for the show we were shooting. And I rushed out of there. I couldn't find the right bow tie. Now I got embarrassed on the front row. So now I will do things this year that you will lose credibility if I don't win.
Now everybody will play in Hollywood. Everyone. This valet guy, your career's over. Because you parked the car here. You knew I didn't win. You should have told me at the beginning. Whoever inscribed the winner's name in there, I break your finger.
Headset lady.
Headset lady.
See me in the streets.
Oh, you'll never work in this town again.
My mama said Victory will be here on the 14th. She already in the comments.
Thanks, Mama Dorothy. God bless you.
Valet man did do something. I got COVID tested five times that week for all that
loss.
You got
COVID tested five times just for the award show?
Yes.
Why did they COVID test you so much?
Because you got tested 2 days before the reception plus reception day. Then you got 2 days before the awards, or four times, I'm sorry.
Oh, because you did do the reception
too. Yeah. So I got four tests for the NAACP, but I got another test for something else I was doing. So I got five COVID tests that week to lose. So my nose was like,
oh, it was open, bust wide open.
It just started getting comfy again.
Did you leave right after, or did you mingle?
Absolutely, I left.
You ran up out of there.
Me and Melissa, as I was losing, as he was giving his speech, or finishing his speech, I wasn't rude. And it wasn't his fault. Like, he did his thing. I'm happy for him.
He deserved that win.
Absolutely. Nothing against LaRon. He's a great creator. He's actually transitioning out of kids into, like, celebrity trivia, which is very smart. Mm-hmm. But within 10 minutes, we had made reservations. We went and had dinner. Had a great time. We drank things.
Communion. Good.
We ate things.
Good.
And then we went home and passed out and got up at 5:30 the next morning and took JoJo to the soccer game. But he played great.
He broke some ankles.
They won 5-2. So
y'all said, oh, we didn't win. Y'all ran up out of there. Kevin had on his Allbirds and was in that car. And if you don't know what Allbirds are, they are the first ever running shoe design for trails that are sustainably made and designed for durability, comfort, and performance. I'm specifically talking about their Trail Runner SWT.
Oh, I got those for when I go on my hikes.
Yes.
Because, you know, as a consumer, you gotta care about the environment, mm-hmm. right? We gotta live on Earth. We can't just help it become wally. So I like the thing about Allbirds, they're made with natural materials like merino wool and eucalyptus. Mm-hmm. Plus free shipping and returns, you know, if they don't fit me or they don't fit my, what do you call them?
My insoles.
Uh-huh. But they fit my insoles good.
Yeah.
I go out and work out with them. I feel good about them. They're very comfortable shoes.
Yes. Okay? Allbirds are rigorously road tested. The Trail Runner SWT has over 2,000 miles with 100 runners of all ages, abilities, and body types. So they had somebody like a Kevin with the plantar fasciitis up in here. Mm-hmm. The Trail Runner is tough on the trails thanks to the breathable upper with the durable rip stop protection and a rugged outsole that grips the trail and a collar that blocks debris. We have a lot of trails out here in California, especially like Runyon Canyon. You ain't gonna be out there in no little flip flops. You need some support. You need some grip. You need some debris protection. You get all of that with the Trail Runner SWT. And they print the carbon footprint right on the shoe so that you know its impact on the planet. Then they offset that footprint to zero to make it a carbon neutral product. Allbird is a B Corp making the environment a stakeholder in their business. They know we can create a more sustainable future, but only if we hold ourselves accountable. Hit the trails in Allbird Trail Runner SWT. Find your pair at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com.
All right.
Let's get to it.
In other news, an executive by the name of, I believe it was John Dempsey. Let me double check that. Yeah, John Dempsey was fired for posting a meme on his Instagram. Okay, now let me read you the apology. And after that, Josh, I want you to post the meme. This is an apology from John. I am terribly sorry and deeply ashamed that I hurt so many people when I made the horrible mistake of carelessly reposting a racist meme without reading it beforehand. There are not enough words to express my remorse and sorrow. Not only did I hurt many people whom I respect, the terrible mistake that I made has undermined everything I've been working for since I began my career 31 years ago. The meme is the furthest thing from what I stand for, and I should have never reposted it. I'm sorry that I let down the company that I have dedicated my life's work to, as well as its employees, artists, friends, and colleagues. I hope that in time people will judge me not for this awful mistake, but for my lifetime of words and actions, which demonstrate my respect for all people. I saw this apology first, and I didn't see this when it happened in real time. So as
the meme is amazing,
as a curious cat that I am,
of course,
I said, well, what did he post? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Put it here, Joshy. The meme he posted say, my nigga Snuffy done got the Rona at a Chingy concert. And it's Big Bird with a mask on and Snuffy with a snuffle up against with the thermometer in his
mouth. It's hilarious. Who comes? Who? Who first of all made that wonderful meme?
Dog! Somebody made that meme and they thought it was it. Hilarious.
And put right? it out in the universe.
Just being funny. Little did they know it was going to cost an Estee Lauder executive $10 million a year.
How could he not have read that? You see, why else would you post it? First of all, why else would you post it? You would not just be like, I wanted to put Big Bird and Snuffleupagus in my feed. Like, that is not something that you would not read.
Absolutely not. And on top of that, you can't accidentally post something on Instagram. It's not like Twitter, like you could possibly retweet something quickly without reading. Right. You had to screenshot that, go to post, select it, and then press it. So that means you probably, you probably said, the 3-star gonna get, I'm gonna be cool with the 3 stars, right? I'm gonna be straight. He probably showed somebody, like, what you think, Baby Yoda? Baby Yoda was like,
no, I won't do it.
Somebody else was probably under him, like, yeah, post that, you'll be fine.
He probably meant to post it for just close friends.
He posted it on the main grid.
Yeah, I think on the grid you can block. Oh, Jesus, why is this sending this?
See, you about to lose your job.
No, I had to.
What was that?
I was sending Greg a message.
What happens when you shake your phone?
You erase it.
Really?
Yeah.
What you mean?
I just erased it.
How? Never seen that.
Oh, the undo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I never knew you could do that.
Yeah.
What?
Kevin, you look so old.
How did you know that? I never knew that was a thing.
Because I'd be halfway dropping my phone all the time and it'd be like, you want to undo what you did? I'm like, what you say? What you say now, Chuck? No, I think on a post, you can. Let me see here. Let me see. On a post. I'm about to do a post. Hold on.
I knew about the undo thing. I thought she was saying like undo like a sent message. That's why I was like, wait a minute.
No. I think, let's see here. No, you can only do that on a story.
Close friends?
Yeah.
He left it up there for like 3 days. So then the funny thing was people got on him. They found him. So he posted like, I think after that he posted like, I want to say, hold on, let me.
He might have thought he put it up as a story, to be honest, if for close friends. That's the type of stuff my husband would do. No, I posted the post. No, you didn't.
He posted this black girl after.
Oh, bless his heart.
He just left it up. It was like, uh-uh. Don't be posting her to try. We saw what you posted.
He's like, ignore that nigga and look at this nigga. That's what. That's what he tried to do.
Oh, my God.
That is what he tried to do.
He was like, who do we have that's black?
Get her.
During Black History Month, too.
It was the funniest meme. You know, it makes it even funnier that he got fired for it because it was hilarious. If it was just off color, then I'd be like, you know what?
All I had to say is my boy done got the Rona at a Chingy concert.
No, it's not as funny.
That's true. But I'm saying that would have saved his job.
It would have, but it would not have been funny, and he would not have thought to even post it. My nigga Snuffy
done got
the Rona at a Chingy concert.
What did Chingy do?
First of all, it ain't going to be my boy at no Chingy concert. It's going to be my nigga at a Chingy concert.
My nigga got to be at the Chingy
concert. I like it when you do it right there.
Can you imagine Snuffleupagus doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Because his little trunk would be going the opposite way of his knee.
And Snuff got all that donk in the back, so that thing was moving.
He said Snuffy got a donk in the back.
He do.
Sitting on that thumper.
That's why he always got to sit when he come in. He got to sit down. Sit down on that thing. Snuffy, big booty. Big booty snuff. Yeah, that. And then Chingy, out of all the artists, out of all the artists you want to grab from the arsenal, not Ludacris, but Chingy?
The selection of Chingy was just perfect because you know Chingy.
Uh-huh.
And Chingy's actually had a show coming up in 30 days. Somebody was like, oh, Chingy on tour? They was making a joke and they screamed.
I go to a Chingy show.
Chingy got a countdown to his next show.
Wait a second.
Where's his next
the
show
countdown
at?
Gonna be longer Saint than Louis? The concert.
I don't know. Was Chingy from St. Louis? I feel like that.
It don't it sound like it? I don't know enough. Okay, Holiday Inn. I remember that.
He's got like 3-4 records.
That's what maybe. I'm saying. So I don't even know how you could get. That's not even considered close contact by the CDC. You got to be around tech, somebody for 15 minutes.
I thought that was Chamillionaire.
Oh, I might have been Chamillionaire. I think Chingy invested too, though.
Now, Chamillionaire is like an investment genius. I'm not saying Chingy didn't invest, but I know Chamillionaire.
If Chingy's still doing shows. He definitely didn't invest.
Chamillionaire is a doggone investment savant.
Yes, Chingy is St. Louis. But how one call
pulling
away
me back,
go?
Me back, huh?
How one call away go?
One call away. What's up? I'm Chingy. No. This is my song.
I was like, that's not it, Kevin.
One call away. What's up? I'm Chingy.
This is
my song. Pulling me back, me back was fire.
Pulling me back, me back.
He's pulling me back.
Wasn't he?
Back.
Didn't he? Wasn't
oh, yeah.
Need you in my,
yeah.
That was
there we go.
That
song see, we would have a blast down at the Chingy.
That's when you get that bonus, right? That song.
We would have a blast down at
the He needs the publishing. I'm going to play it real quick.
Pulling me back. That's the second one. They do right there. Pulling me back. Holiday Inn.
Wasn't he like signed a Ludacris label and they had beef or something?
Wait, what's hold on?
I feel like I was watching a video.
Me back. Me back. Me back.
All right, that's all they're getting from me.
Yeah.
Oh, this song's fire.
Oh, Jason Weaver singing on it. Yes.
Jason Weaver singing?
Yes.
I don't know what this song is.
You know
what
song.
Is this?
One Call Away. No me.
Oh, this is Chingy. This is my song.
No.
See, Kevin? That sounded good on there. This is my song. Come on. That was very nostalgic. This is my song. That bring me back. That takes you back to grinding. Life was so innocent when you could just grind.
Yeah, he got like three.
Wasn't it? Just a little bit of hunching.
Just a little. You there's no
it's
P in the
hunch,
V.
You know?
It's just friction between clothes. Between my butt, his crotch. It makes you think of not paying rent. Ugh. I miss those days.
The rent is due today.
Oh my God, it is. Let me pay that right now.
You pay your mortgage on the day it's due?
Yeah.
I used to pay it late.
I don't give it. I had never give it to him on his due.
No, I used to pay
do
it
about
on
the 3rd. The 3rd is usually when I'm like, they might catch
it. It's due. They don't late until the 10th. They get it on the 10th.
It's the 14th for me.
This is the highest amount of mortgage I've ever paid, and I don't want to see what a late fee looks like. I'm just afraid.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
Kevin's like, late fees.
I just never paid it. Once I signed and they were like, oh, you don't have to pay it on the 1st. You get up until the 15th, I believe.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
you do. I was like, then you get it on the 15th. But like it doesn't 14, matter, 15. Though, because if you pay on the 15th every month, it's just like paying on the 1st every month.
Yeah.
You just have moved your payment date. You're not really saving
your account another.
Yeah, but
well, sometimes
account,
you just need to see it, though.
That helps my confidence, but then I spend more.
The first time I got my first check from Burger King, my first full, like, not 40 hours, but, like, I worked a lot of hours on my first time. Like, when I got the job, I worked a full pay period, and then I got paid. I didn't realize that they took taxes out at all.
Of your work check?
My work check.
Oh, so you were calculating in your head. You're like, I'm about to be out here.
And
classic double XL jerseys.
I mean, there were so many Air Force Ones I had my eyes set on. And I was just, okay, so I worked, you know, 28 hours this week. Because, it was the summertime.
Oh, that's Burger King, so that shit was probably like $82.
Man, I mean, it wasn't crazy. The check should have been like $412.
Oh, you probably got
I bet. This around, me and Liz finna go crazy. finna go dummy at Mr. Rash.
That's a lot.
In 2000?
That's a lot of
money.
That's
a lot of money.
412 was like, for me, because I had never worked a real job before. I had sold candy and I had worked under the table. So 412, I was on reduced lunch. So that was 40 cents.
Yeah. So you balling.
Oh, yeah. There was a dollar movie store on Fort Lewis. You know, gas at that time was 99 cents. 412 was an infinitely amount of good money.
Top of the world.
When that check came and it was like 209 or whatever it was, I was like, who is FICA?
Who is I don't know that nigga.
Like, who is...
Dog, yes. You pay everybody but yourself. Medicare? They didn't put no burgers in the broiler. No. FICA didn't grab nothing out the freezer and walk it down to this doggone hot.
Not in the gym with me.
You know how hot it is when you stand behind a broiler all day putting meat in
your
one
skin
side.
Smells like it.
You smell like meat. You are like
literally in
meat.
The trenches. You're in the meat trenches.
Ew. I couldn't eat Burger King for like 10 years after that.
Let's go today.
No, I would. I will get sick. The last time I ate Burger King, I literally got sick. My body has consumed too much through my pores.
That was, I'm telling you, that was my first TV check. This is when I didn't realize taxes shift.
What you mean?
So I had worked several jobs, but I was always in a certain tax bracket.
The bracket.
Now.
Is it ER?
Yes. So.
I'm just asking for clarification.
Nurse
Don Archer.
Well, what taxes do is, now, I'm getting paid a lot for the episode, but I don't know what my next episode is going to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the way taxes are calculated is if you're going to make that every single week.
Oh.
So when they took 40% of my check, I had to pay 20 to my representation. 20 not from the 60%
and
left.
The 20 gross. From the gross?
20 from the 100%.
So you're getting 40% of the check.
They say in Hollywood you only make about a third of what you get paid. You only make about a third of that.
Ugh. I was like, I cannot pay my rent.
They take that before you can give your tithes.
Oh, they were like, who was God?
That was a tithe. It was what?
You ain't tithe on it?
I was like, Lord, that you see the what they did. They robbed from you. Not me.
I had nothing to
they
do with
got
that.
Us, Jesus. They got us, Jesus.
Andrew, you're so
they
what
came
is
up in here, guns blazing, and took your God.
I'll be flipping tables too. Lord.
Hey, Angel said, the Bible says, will a man rob God? I'm a woman.
I didn't do it.
The man done took the taxes.
You know I wouldn't do it. You saw when I was temping. I was tithing. But they didn't came. You better get them.
He said, they done took your Jesus.
They took it. It was not me. I can tell you that right now. I can tell you that right now. Look at the check. You see. You see what they gave me. They took your part over here.
Oh,
God, they took it.
My God.
Talking about you.
They done took your Jesus. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
That ain't got nothing to do with me.
I got a little measly 40.
I got the receipts. You see it.
This is crazy. Who is sad? They better not see heaven.
Listen.
They done stole from the man.
Like Sadducees.
Right.
That's what it is.
Nice job.
Oh, man, I went to church.
That's a deep cut in the Bible.
I know, man. All right.
People who go on Easter or Christmas don't necessarily know about them Sadducees.
No, that's a B-side for sure.
Oh, that's a B-side.
Definitely a B-side.
B-side. Let me tell you.
I'm telling you, when I first booked, I told Andrew about this. I didn't know what was happening. But I remember when I booked that HBO show, SAG emailed me so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, congrats. By the way, you owe us about $3,500.
Me?
I just got an email.
How?
Me?
They were basically like all them little, because what happened was all that little stuff from All Deaf and Office TV, it had built up enough credits to be, what is it called when they force you in?
SAG must join.
Must join. So what I think I got paid like $1,500 to do the HBO
it's like
show.
$3,000 to join
SAG. I lost $2,000 to be on TV.
That would be my last day working.
Josh, have to pay before you can even go act. Mm-hmm. And then
somebody could flip the entire set, right? If you're not.
Oh, no. You can't work. Shoot.
You cannot show up.
You can't go. A person will break your arm if you show up. He'd be like, did you give me that arm? I'm finna bust it.
Yeah, you cannot work.
So I had to pay three. And I'd never been on TV before. And they were like, you have though. Look Here, mm-hmm. All Deaf, mm-hmm. MTV, y'all had them three episodes. Congrats, we let you slide. But once HBO came calling, they were like, oh, no, you ain't. We can't let you slide, baby.
That's an episode of Sopranos, man.
Literally. So I lost $2,000 to be on TV.
Oh, yeah.
At least it was worth it.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I just did not know. I thought you let me put some on it.
No.
And I was like, what if I didn't have the money?
You could have been putting something on it.
Are there payment plans?
Yeah, but you can't wait. Like,
you still need to pay. Regardless, you can do a payment plan, but you still have to pay in full.
By the time that job. So he was SAG eligible for a minute. He could have been paying on it then.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know, Josh.
He didn't know he was eligible to just become a SAG member.
Let me tell you what. They found out about the parole before I did. When I got the test, you want to be on the show. So I was like, yes.
Because they
got to
clear you.
Yeah. And you can't, when it's SAG, you can't not be. Mm. They have to, what's it called? Terrence Parker?
Shut up, Taff Hartley.
How long do dues last? Every year?
A year.
But no, you don't pay that. After that, it's based off of how much money you made.
Oh, so I'm good because I've never been on TV no more.
Oh,
since
no, you're actually negative deficit, so they should kick you back some.
You should kick me in. I know that's not going to happen, though.
So your dues will probably be like $100.
Okay. I didn't know. Taff Hartley is like, it's like a workaround where it's like what happened to Zay Zay when he booked Little Rascals. He had not done nothing. Mm-hmm. So they actually paid the production company, from what I understand, paid for him to be a little SAG boy.
They did not pay. They Taff Hartley me, but I still got the bill from SAG. They were like, we are so excited for you to be a new member. Here is your, that was when it was still $1,400. So everything hurt. I was like, I've got SAG. I have rent. I am broke.
It's tough.
It is, but them residuals be nice.
You get residuals from HBO?
Yeah.
So residuals calculated off of when it, I thought it was calculated, I actually don't know if it's calculated off commercial pay or airing, like who?
Yeah, it's like a run. It's like you get, so your first episode you get, you're paid the fee that you already paid. And then the first rerun, same thing. It all is encompassed in that first rate. Then after that, it becomes like tiered pay. So you don't get paid the exact same amount.
That's why I see them TikToks of actors like, I was in Peter Pan. Here's my residual for like 17 cents.
Oh, yeah. I told you I get one for nothing. That has zero. I've got so many checks.
Angel in this bag of checks.
She's Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin had a whole, when she passed, she had a personal check.
All these checks, Angel.
Are those residual checks?
Yes.
Hold on, don't show the...
I'm trying to keep the address.
This is stressing me out. This is stressing me. The account numbers are stressing
Angel,
me
you
out.
Have never... You have looked like a black mom so many times.
I got a check for $1.27.
Are you cashing all those?
Yes. This one check got ripped apart, but I'm still going to put it in there because it's $198.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes, that's a really good one.
The papers are so loud.
In your face, Kevin.
I got a check for $89 and 18 cents. So that was nice. A check for $2.81.
Are these all recent?
This is a big one. This is a big one. Hold on. Let me cover up the numbers so you can see.
I want it.
This is a check for 61 cents.
Oh, my God.
Get you a cold pop.
Get you an RC Cola.
Yes.
Oh, at Mr. Bill's Soda Fountain.
I got a hefty one for $19.65. I've got another one for $40.88. $8 in a penny. $10. This is an ER check.
You got that $10.12.
$10.12. That's for probably an episode. And that's not a residual check. Yeah.
So George Clooney is still getting those from them years on ER.
And I got one for $367.80.
So is it based off of your pay for that episode?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it depends on how much you were paid that episode. And then it's like percentage. Down.
Angel's got an info brochure.
That's why Seinfeld and them are so rich.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Because their shows air so many times.
Syndication is you. That's
the dream, right?
Income. Yes. Let me get a show that gets the syndication. I'm going to be real brand new. Just so you know.
Still on this podcast. You'll
get a face tat.
Definitely still on this podcast. Definitely still here talking about.
Will we still be doing Bottom Beautiful?
Yes. I'm going to be here on this podcast talking about, you know, I'm so glad we use ShipStation to send all of our stuff, because ShipStation is going to give you the deals you need as a small business, huh?
to ship your stuff out, because sometimes you need things to be automated because you ain't got time to be doing all this mess. You need You need all the things done. Online shopping isn't slowing down anytime soon. I don't remember the last time I went to a store. Neither are your customers. Is your business ready to keep pace? With ShipStation, you'll never worry about shipping again. Make the switch to a solution that handles your shipping needs quickly and affordably and painlessly, okay? You know, a lot of people's businesses are starting off having a great start this year. I know mine is. Mama Likes is about to be coming back. I'm doing another. I'm doing another collaboration with Life's Journey, and the stuff we are dropping is fire. ShipStation is already trusted by over 100,000 e-commerce sellers. Keep track of your orders from any sales channel. Easily find the best shipping carrier for a deeply discounted rate, and automate just about any shipping task with just a few clicks. Truly, I do love ShipStation because me and Marcus do have so many businesses that we kind of run together with Mama Likes. Not just the subscription boxes, but also the individual products like our t-shirts, as well as his beard and body butter. Having the capability to put everything into one format, into one platform, really makes it so that we're not like running around with our like a chicken with our head cut off. Manage every order, whether it be from Amazon, eBay, Etsy, or your own website, from anywhere, even on your phone. Your business can access the same discounted rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies. No wonder 98% of companies that use ShipStation for a year keep using it for as long as they're in business. It's that good. Ship more in less time with ShipStation. Use our offer code CREW with a K to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page and type CREW with a K. ShipStation. Make ship happy. So, y'all know I be out here working out, sweating. Okay, I'm trying to look a certain way by the time I hit my 40th plus two birthday. And when you're working out that hard, okay, when you're sweating like that, you need to replenish yourself. And that is why we are so glad that Liquid IV is sponsoring today's podcast. Mm-hmm. The new year is here, and there's no better way to kick off 2022 than making sure you're feeling like your best self. One goal I have for myself this year is what I told you, to be snatched for my 40th plus two birthday. And I will be doing that with the help of my favorite hydration drink, Liquid IV. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors like watermelon, lemon, lime, strawberry, pina colada, and more. Kevin, what's your favorite?
I like the coconut, man. And I usually don't enjoy coconut flavored things. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We work a lot.
Yeah, we do.
You know, I went to shoot all day with you on Saturday.
Yes, we did.
And I went and lost at the NAACP Image Awards.
You sweated from that.
I went and sweated same and day. I lost. And I, you know, tears take a lot of hydration out of you.
Yeah, dude.
So you know when I had to get up at 5:30 a.m. to take my son 2 hours away to play some soccer, I said, let me get this liquid hydration.
I need the liquid IV.
Mm-hmm. I got to have it because I don't feel myself without it. And it tastes good as well because some things that are good for you don't taste good.
Ooh,
but liquid IV said, I'm going to taste good and I'm going to get like, you right.
Yum. Contains five essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C with 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, made with premium ingredients, non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. Liquid IV has donated over 19 million servings globally. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code CREW with a K.
CREW with a K.
At checkout. That's 25% off your anything you order when you use promo code CREW with a K.
CREW with a K.
At liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code CREW with a K.
CREW with a K. Bow. Now let me read you this headline that I did not think was real, but I went and searched it and it absolutely is. Mm-hmm. TikTok star.
Oh, come on, talk about
who
it.
Who joked about killing someone is now arrested with her mom.
Both of them.
For murder.
setting up in
There's been a murder.
They road rage, ran some people off the road.
That's right.
Split their car in half.
22-year-old Mehek Bukhari and her mother, Ansreen Bukhari, and
you
another woman.
You better say these names right.
Natasha Akhtar.
Come on.
Reportedly hunted down and ran a cousin's.
Mohammed
Hashim.
Come on.
Take your time.
Come on.
Saqib Hussein.
I believe in you.
Off the road.
Oh, Shandiata Bosi.
Killing both of them.
Hey.
Tearing their car, like Angel said, in half overnight, according to the New York Post. Law enforcement is still investigating, but the TikToks you were posting was like when you can tell your mom any kind of secret. And the secret she said was, "Babe, I killed someone today." And also captions are having an elite relationship with your mom, greater than sign. Here's the thing. Go ahead, Angel. Now you go ahead.
Now listen. What was that? Oh, my audition. Would I cover up a murder for my children? Yes. Would I make that into content? No. No, no. We're gonna be doing HelloFresh videos, okay? We're gonna be doing all types of other branded, but I am not about to make it into content for por qué?
I honestly think often. You know, the songwriter said, do anything for clout. Do anything for clout.
That's what they said. Amen. Come on.
I think. Angel's so encouraging. I think because people, especially younger kids, but even older people, they spend so much time on the internet, they often forget that there are real life consequences for stuff that happens in real life.
Yes.
Like you think. You can just do whatever you want and make whatever TikTok. Like, if you're a murder suspect, the police ain't going to be like, well, let me check her TikTok out and just see. And now, if you go to trial or when you go to trial, you think somebody in the jury isn't going to be like, if you were innocent, why would you make this piece of content? Also, you are a wild person.
Yeah.
To be a part of a murder, even if you didn't know, like... You ran somebody off the road and then were so calm that you were like, this TikTok finna be fire.
Right. Ooh, there's a trend that I could put this on.
Dog. Like, it's kind of like what happened with Logan Paul in the Suicide Forest. He admitted this. He was like, low-key, man, I was so concerned with getting more and more views that, like, I stopped caring about what I did to get those views. Mm. I only cared about getting those views. Did you see this TikTok that went viral? This mom was spraying her kid with... She had like a spray bottle full of water and it was like a prank. She's one of those like mom influencers where like the whole family's part of the thing. And it's like, but it's every video is all the kids. And she just sprayed and sprayed and sprayed this kid. He's like, okay, mommy, like you're getting me wet. Okay, mommy, like, why are you wetting me? And she's like, I'm sorry. She kept spraying him. And then he's just eventually drenched in water and just crying.
And he's crying.
Let me see
why
if I can
she
find
take him to tears.
Because she don't. You get lost in the video. Hold on. Let me see.
That's
if I can
me
find
training
it.
My son for track. Now he gonna cry, but I don't be doing it for TikTok. I be doing it for his heart health and his lung health.
Heart health.
Yes. Because I don't want my kids to have hearts that are not exercised.
Hilarious.
Oh, she made her kids cry.
Angel, and this like preschool guy had like.
Why she posted?
I think because everything on her TikTok goes crazy. Ah, here it is. Let me see if I can find
That's
it.
So sad.
Angel was very sad. Mm-mm. Let me see if I can find it for you because I want you to be sad with me.
I do.
Her name is Bramty.
Terrible name.
Okay, hold on.
But I don't know if she can't help it. You send it to me via the TikTok.
Preschool therapy. That's his name. All right. Let me send it to you. Preschool therapy.
That's so sad. I mean, my kids aren't in a lot of my content, but.
I'm going to send it to you and Josh. Josh, can you post it in here?
Okay, here we can note the distress in their voice, and we should consider that maybe we went too far and should pull back. Benefit of the doubt, maybe it wasn't direct enough and you missed it.
But like, she wants
okay.
to do anything,
they clearly asked you to stop there. So this is the point where we need to respect their words and let the bit go. Okay, he is clearly upset. You're laughing at him and you're teaching him that his voice doesn't matter.
Sorry, Bob.
Five times he's now asked you to stop and you continue doing it and laughing and giving meaningless apologies. And now we see helplessness.
He ain't even black. That's how I gotta spray my head here in the morning, though. Because they could be dry.
Just in case you missed it, that was them quietly crying to themselves, giving up, learning that their voice means absolutely nothing. Parents, we have to stop doing this to our kids. And social media, all social media, needs to have child exploitation rules that protect children.
His facial demeanor also helps to be like, oh, but the mom was like, listen, I made videos with my kids. I don't do them much anymore because they don't come out of their rooms. Mm-hmm. But when we were young, we made all kinds of videos. I never pranked my kids. And I would never do something like that for a video. Like the kid, like it, nothing is that funny. And it also wasn't funny. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even laughing. It was just like, dog, I want him to push you.
I wanted to push. It wasn't that funny of a prank either. Now, my kids, I have to spray their hair. I have black children, if you didn't know. And to do their hair, I have to moisturize it first with water, and they hate it. Mm. It is not a prank, though.
Right. It's a motherhood.
It is. Listen, you ain't going to school looking like we don't care for you.
That's black parent.
Right.
We don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want you to go to school like nobody love you.
Yeah, I love you. Now, come on. Let me spray your hair. I had to do Kai's hair this morning. I was like, did you wet it? He said, yeah, I couldn't see no water on that head. I said, come here. And they always put their head down. I'm like, no, put it back so the water don't run in your face. And then, you know, he definitely don't like me to brush his hair. And I don't think I brush it that hard, but he acts like I'm in his brain with the brush.
That's how JoJo used to be. He grew a fro mainly, I think, so he could just not have to worry about brushing his hair. But anyway, back to this TikTok girl, the murdered who?
The people murdered the girl who murdered the people.
Can you imagine having the like lack of awareness around how serious of a crime murder is to go and make a TikTok about it and not think this is maybe not be a good idea for me?
I don't understand how you can commit a crime, accidental or not, so heinous and then remember it in a way that is not like if something like that happened where it was something that heinous that I did, I am going to have to remove it
right
from my memory. There is no referencing it at all. Like to the point that if I was caught, I would have to be like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but I remember there's something in my purse. Let me put it back. Yes, I did do it. There is no like, I'm going to fool around and play around with the fact that I did it. Like it has to be wiped away. You know how people... bury memories and then they go to therapy and they're like, repressed. Oh my God, yeah, repressed. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that did happen. This such and such. That is going to be so repressed that I'll remember stuff from when I was 18 months before I remember taking someone's life. No, I'm not. I don't know how you can live like that and be like, yeah, they did. TikTok. Let's look at the insights.
Somebody in the comments said maybe she was like trying to get caught. Like low key, her guilty conscience was like, I just can't live like this. I gotta be caught.
No, I think it was the caucasity of
she ain't white. She's of Middle Eastern descent.
Yeah, ain't no way I would ever talk about murdering somebody. But what I do be killing is them just eggs.
Yeah, you do, Angel.
They are so delicious. Yes, I love them any time of the day. They are amazing. The next ad comes to you from a company that is cooking the best omelet you've ever had all year, all while changing the world, one egg at a time. It's called Just Egg. And I'm excited to tell you about it. Just Egg is a cholesterol-free, plant-based egg that cooks the most decadent quiches of your life, the fluffiest scrambles and the easiest egg sandwiches of all time. It has about the same protein as a chicken egg and less saturated fat. Plus, Just Egg is packed with cholesterol-lowering polyunsaturated fat. Chicken eggs wish they were this healthy. Oh, and because Just Egg comes from plants, you're also helping to save the planet. So it's nice if you're into the whole saving the environment thing. I love Just Egg.
period. Point, period. I'm telling you, I like to sometimes like saute some kale, put some, put a little bit of roasted sweet potato and then some just egg on top of it. Feel real bougie, feel real healthy. Or I like to put it on my avocado toast, regardless.
Mm, a little avocado toast?
Ooh, Jesus, it's so good. Good for my body and the planet all at the same time. So listen, guys, welcome to the golden era of eggs. Just egg, really good eggs.
All right. We're going to have to just finish strong. Amen.
Amen. Let's do it.
All right. So this went viral yesterday on Twitter as of now when we post this. The person posting said, dang, man ghosted his fiance on their wedding day because she had a bachelorette party and a video was sent to him from her sister. Okay. Was sent to him from her sister of the male stripper having chocolate drip off of his meat into her mouth. And it was all the rage on the Twitter.
Would you divorce? Would you? Well, me, because you and Liz hadn't done the sexual deed.
Didn't do the sex.
So if she was like, okay, I'm not willing to, I want to stay holy for God, but some chocolate off of a penis.
Here's the thing. It's interesting.
I mean, if you've eaten that Golden Corral, you've probably had.
When you grow up as churchy as we did, we didn't get the experience of like the true bachelor party.
I can't wait to give her that experience.
Why?
She should have one. For y'all's 20th?
No.
Why not?
She did not need.
You should have one too.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, man. I don't even know what I would. What are the rules? Is it per couple? Because some people, like no holds barred. Some people are just okay with strippers. Some people are like, don't ask, don't tell. What did you and Marcus do?
His was actually, I think, whack from what I remember him telling me because they like planned it so last minute. So I think they like went to some parties because there's no like good strip clubs in Kentucky. Mm. I went to Vegas.
You went to Vegas?
Mm-hmm. I had a great time.
Oh, you told some stories about this.
But that wasn't, when I went to the strip club, was not for my bachelorette party. That was just for
fun.
Did
you do any bachelorette stuff in Vegas?
We went to the club. We went to a bunch of different clubs.
And just dance and drink?
Yes, had a blast. I wasn't like into the whole like strip club scene. And then I went again as a married woman. And I was like, oh, I can see why somebody would do this. This is, it's exhilarating in the fact that these men are crazy.
Were you into it like a Chippendales?
No, they weren't butthole naked, but it was way more interactive than Chippendales.
Got it.
It was a one that was. I'm telling y'all, I'm taking Melissa. It's the upstairs and downstairs. Upstairs.
I want her to have this experience.
She would scream the entire time.
I don't know about chocolate peen drip.
Oh no,
but
no, no,
regular
no, no.
stripping,
like
absolutely not.
I don't like the bachelorette parties where they hire a stripper that comes to your place because that's when they usually are a little more like no holds bars.
Yeah,
you're seeing
bars, no holds.
Bars, no holds. That is not my jam. But the ones that are at like an actual place where there is a stage.
Yeah,
you feel like there's a little bit of safety, a little bit of like okay, not a whole lot. So. That one, I went as a married woman, told my husband about it. It was nothing like, I'm not about to be having nobody's body parts in my body. That is not what I'm doing. He has been to the strip club since we've been married. It's not something that either one of us want to fully like be invested in unless we owned a strip club. But yes, chocolate dripping off specifically.
I think I would not be comfortable with that. That's pretty.
Oh yeah, Marcus intimate. Would definitely leave me.
I don't. If that happened, I've been like somebody tweeted this, and I thought this was funny. It was like, do all that stuff before we agree to the relationship being serious, yes. Not before we decide to get married. Like, why you got all this in your heart? Like I've said this before, and I'll say it again for the new listeners. We went to Hooters for my bachelorette party. For my bachelor party, and a family had brought their 8-year-old son.
No.
And he just was eating chicken tenders, and I was just like, Man, I actually didn't even feel bad. I just knew, like, from movies that most people's bachelor party was not like this. But mine was like this. But I loved God, and that made it okay. but most of my friends, they were like, kind of like you, Vegas strip club, you know, various degrees of debauchery. But somehow, just chocolate drip.
That's nasty.
That's a lot.
That's nasty. I'm not into. Really, truly, like I said, I didn't do any strip clubs for my bachelor party. And like I said, I'm not into the whole strip club thing. The one thing I will say is that there is nothing like a strip club experience. And the what these men are doing, like, they are putting on a great show. Like, the women are athletic in the female strip clubs where they're on the pole and they're doing all these amazing tricks with their body.
Yeah.
The men are like clowns that are naked.
Men don't have much moves.
You got a big booger hanging out your nose. I'm glad they didn't hear that. But
how big was it?
Oh, it was a whole human. It was a whole stripper. Yeah, the men, they are picking up women that are 300, 400 pounds. They be picking up big, big women. And then the women give them encouragement. Where the men in the female strip clubs, they're like, It's very, like, men predatory. Are,
everything I've ever seen, they're just always like, it's just.
What is that? Is that what the men do?
What is that?
They got meat.
I don't. That. I don't think that's what they do.
I don't think so. I would not go to that.
You should ask Marcus to demonstrate with clothes on.
With clothes on. I think he at one point in time was thinking about being a stripper.
Your husband?
Yes. I know one of his roommates used to be a stripper.
Really?
And the male strippers make a lot of money because women will spend a whole entire rent check.
On balls and change?
Give them a good show. Money going everywhere.
Money gun?
Yeah, absolutely. But that was one business that we said, because there's no good male strip clubs here in L.A.
You said that before.
It's terrible.
But in L.A., you can't drink and have naked, right?
You can't be fully naked, which is great.
I think the Valley's different now, though.
Oh, that you can be fully naked here?
I think there's one or two. I've just seen the big sign for one on Canoga.
And it's is it L.A. County or City of L.A.?
I don't know.
I never understand how it works.
I want to take Melissa to the terrible one so she can laugh her butt off. It was terrible. They don't come do lap dances, so you don't have to worry about her being touched.
Really?
And you don't want...
It's all on the stage.
Uh-huh.
She can go to that.
It's terrible. Make
it a 40 for 40.
She said she wants to do a girl strip. For 40 for 40. So just know, I'm going to have your wife out here.
I'm
going
to have her not have to take you.
I'm like, Melissa.
I'm going to have her become friends with Loretta Devine.
Get ready to repent. Loretta probably out here.
Loretta probably cleaning collards.
And the men are badly shaped.
That's what I need. We need more representation of regular built men.
That's probably worse for you because she's going to be like, ooh, you remind me of my man. And their outfits are terrible.
Ah!
So, yeah, you wouldn't want the chocolate dripped penis. What is the line? If Melissa was like, I want you for our 20th anniversary to have a real bachelor party. The strip club experience. What is the furthest you would be like, okay, I did this no more.
For her?
For you.
Just probably going to like a nunnery and just communing with the nuns. I don't even know, man.
You don't know.
I don't know what I would be comfortable with. I love God.
Amen.
I don't know. I would like the full experience, and I'd like her to have the full experience.
So you would go as far as like a lap dance, but like,
what are the levels?
And like, as you can see, we're doing a story about a woman who had chocolate dripped into her mouth from a penis.
I mean, for regular people, not stories that we pick.
I mean, lap dances are probably like the furthest that you can go in a licensed establishment. Okay.
So lap dance for her, and that's he probably picking her up and being greasy?
Yeah.
Is he really muscular and strong?
Typically, they are. Typically, they are.
Is he a good husband and father?
I don't know anything about that. But, I mean, they are aggressive.
I would let her pick her up.
I mean.
I can pick her up, though, so don't think I can't do it.
She'd be like, I didn't done this before.
I pick her up like this. Like the circle of life.
What is so funny is that they do it in such a way where you think, oh, okay, this would be my. Then they're like. It's really like. It's like a roller coaster ride that just all of a sudden went out of control. Because they want you to feel like, yes, it's exciting. But that's about it. They ain't trying to really do nothing.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Take her. Take her.
I am. Take her down to the Vegas. You want somebody to slap cheeks in your face? I want to be at that one, too. I'm going to be at both of y'all. I want to be at both of y'all's to
what
see
about
you.
What butt stinks?
Damn, she'll wash it. I'll be like, go clean.
But she's working and sweating.
You'll get her at the front of the top of the day. you don't dance with nobody else till you dance with him.
Somebody probably is like, this is my end of my this is my last dance.
And there are men that are just like, that's fine. Give me that funky. Give me that funky monkey.
Gas that gushy stuff.
That monkey.
Yeah. No, I would love to see, because I know you would squirm. You wouldn't be able to be one of those men that were like, yeah. You wouldn't be able to. As hard as you would try, you could not be like, uh-huh. You would holler and laugh.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't be able to do it, but I want to see it.
All right. Well, we love y'all. We'll see y'all next Wednesday, if you ain't on the Patreon. Patreon next Tuesday. Also, we got to talk about the bonus episode, Angel. I'm leaving for Dallas on Friday.
Oh, and I don't get back until Thursday.
You don't get back till Thursday?
I leave for Houston tomorrow.
I thought. Oh, Kat was texting me thinking we were doing it today.
No,
we had discussed that at one point in time, I don't think we.
We never talked about it twice.
Okay. I thought there was a side conversation. I just thought that I missed.
No, we discussed.
What time you come back on Thursday?
Let me look at my itinerary real quick. All right, guys.
All right, peace.
Bye.
Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.